Expect more vehicles as we all go electric. The lack of foresight and inexperience of the newly elected Victoria Council is clearly evidenced by the mandated reduction in parking for the recent Starlight Harris Green development. While focusing on climate change, used as justification to reduce parking requirements, Council has missed the future effect of the unstoppable move to electric vehicles. I predict that many walking, biking, public transportation, ride-sharing supporters will, when technology drives vehicle costs down and improves batteries in the near future, to be fed by our purely electric grid in BC, many non-vehicle-owning Victoria residents will buy electric vehicles. Victoria's weather and the option of an environmentally responsible vehicle will drive many non-vehicle owners to an electric car. Where will these vehicles find their residential parking? Details. Brian Siddle, James Bay. Changing that name means rewriting history. Many might think that changing the name of British Columbia to reflect current demographics is a right and fair thing. But surely the argument that the name excludes those not of British descent is contrived, since we all know anyone who lives here is a British Columbian, irrespective of ancestry. Moreover, the proposal, alas, is not an isolated call. It unavoidably becomes an item in the larger agenda in the English-speaking world, not just to update or add to history, but to erase any history that might come under the expanding heading of British colonialism. What is happening with the Royal BC Museum as a local taster? Decolonization is the name of the political game, which would be fine if it meant simply promoting the virtues of inclusion or liberation. But it means rewriting huge swaths of our rich history, which then are no longer for discussion but only for condemnation. Jack Foster, Sydney, long overdue, a thanks for help after a fall. 2 years ago, on February 23, 2021, a young man came to my rescue at the Mayfair Shopping Center parking lot, Blanchard Street side. I was walking with my 12-year-old granddaughter and lost my footing on gravel that had been placed to avoid slipping on ice. I landed on my face with my arm under my body and was unable to move. According to what was shown on security video, this young man stopped his vehicle and managed to get me to my feet and into the bay, called for help, placed me in a chair and departed. I was unable to thank him at the time but have thought of him many times since. So, please know, your help was very much appreciated by me and my family, especially my dear granddaughter. I also received excellent care from paramedics and hospital staff. Bravo to all. Because of this, I remain hopeful for our society. Shannon Gattinger, James Bay. After broken windows, what will come next? There are many factors contributing to the broken window syndrome in downtown Victoria. Homelessness, mental health issues and drug addiction for sure, but let me suggest other possible causes. The cost of basic necessities such as food and shelter, transportation, clothing, necessary health care and similar is increasing at what seems to be an ever-growing rate. Those towards the bottom of the income scale find it more and more difficult to make ends meet. Add children to the equation and the situation is even worse. When the UK referendum came out in favour of Brexit, there was astonishment amongst the chattering classes. But why? Let me suggest that those at the top of the heap, such as politicians, senior civil servants, the so-called intellectuals, the university types and similar, are so well rewarded they have no idea what is going on at the other end of the spectrum. Minimal wage jobs, the cost of housing, the perceived threat of massive immigration, the lack of social justice, the inequity of the justice system, the frustration, the anger, all inevitably lead to social unrest. In the UK it led to Brexit, in America to Donald Trump, in Europe to right-wing populist governments. In Canada we had the truckers' convoy to Ottawa, border shutdowns in Alberta, and now smashed windows in Victoria. In Ottawa we have a prime minister and cabinet members who seem to think that doling out favours to friends and family is the norm. Conflict of interest is unknown, and when caught out a muttered apology is thought to be sufficient. There is no sense of responsibility nor ministerial accountability. We have a broken medical system. The Canada Revenue Agency is ignoring billions of excess CERB payments whilst going after the working John and Jane. It seems that contracting out is becoming the norm because even with ever-increasing numbers of employees, the government doesn't have in-house skills. Contracting out is a shambles. Ask civil servants about the Phoenix payroll debacle, and as for military procurement. So far it is broken windows in downtown Victoria. I shudder to think how much worse it might get. Brian Summers, Victoria. Send US your letters. Email letters to letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.